So we've got heavy winds and lots of rain coming down across the southwest at the moment. Richford's fire and flood are being tasked to many areas across Devon, Cornwall and Somerset. Mike Cooper is keeping an eye on everything from Richford's fire and flood perspective. Mike, just tell me, what is going on that you're being tasked to at the moment?
Well, at the moment, as you say, we've had heavy weather right across the southwest overnight, and unfortunately are expecting further heavy rains to come through today. At the moment, Richford's emergency response units have been deployed across a large part of Devon, including Tiverton, Taunton, Wellington, Dawlish, and even as far up as Chew Magna near Bristol.
So what sort of incidents are we seeing?
Well, it's wide-ranging, depending on the properties affected, but we're largely seeing storm flooding, which is rivers bursting their banks, streams overflowing, and all that muddy water coming through people's properties and, unfortunately, leaving behind quite a state.
And it's unprecedented in some places. I mean, one place that you're being tasked to is Chew Magna.
Yes, unfortunately, Chew Magna does have a bit of a history of flooding. In fact, the town of Chew Magna was affected earlier this year, in fact, in September. They've got a stream that runs right through the middle of the village there. And unfortunately, when we have these dramatic heavy weather events and serious amounts of rain that we've been having in years of late, they get affected quite badly, unfortunately.
And we're getting lots of video footage turning up of places like Canal at Tiverton, and there was a railway bridge we saw on the news last night where there was like a waterfall down onto the road off the track. This is a huge amount of water to be rushing around and doing massive damage to property.
It is, I'm afraid, yes. And the sheer weight of water is a real problem. If you think every litre of water weighs 1 kilo, you can see that when the canal at Tiverton that you mentioned filled to the level that it did, it's easy to understand how it's able to actually break through the retaining wall there and cause the flooding event that it has. And unfortunately, again, that water comes cascading down hills. It picks up some speed and it only stops when, unfortunately, it hits something, which in this case has been people's homes.
And we don't see much let up in coming days. We've got bad weather still for Saturday and early next week.
That's right. We've got severe weather warnings out in place that have been advised to us by the Met Office. We're monitoring them as they come through. We are expecting, as you say, heavy weather today, up to 30 millimetres of rain per hour coming through from about 2 p.m. today through until midnight. And then, as you say, further heavy weather on Saturday and Sunday.
What should people be doing at this point if they see this weather coming? Perhaps they haven't been flooded quite yet, but they're worried they could be very soon.
Yes, and there are some important things that you can do to protect your property if you think that you might be at risk of flooding but haven't yet been flooded. One of the most obvious, in some ways the most simple, is if you've got resources to be able to do this or physically able to actually start moving items in your property away from where the floodwaters might go. So if you live in a property with an upstairs, then of course you can take smaller items that can be moved upstairs away so that they don't get damaged by flood water.
And there's a big health aspect as well.
There is, and that's something that's really important that people must remember, that flood water isn't clean water. It's come through, it's come a long way to get to your property. It will be full of mud and silt and also potentially bacterial contamination and unfortunately maybe even sewage. So if people's houses are affected by flood water, it is really important that they maintain your personal hygiene and make sure that they come into as little contact with the flood water as they possibly can.
What about electricity sockets down near the skirting board?
Yes, that's a very important issue. Electricity doesn't mix well with water. That's something that's very well known. And unfortunately, every time we do get big incidents like this, we do see incidences where people are injured. Thankfully, very few fatalities, but it is a possibility. So if people's electrical systems have been affected by floodwater, or if people are unsure, but it seems that the floodwater has been deep enough that it may have reached the sockets, then they really must be looking at getting a qualified electrician out to the property to carry out a safety check and ensure that there is no risk to health.
And your work carries on long after the weather has cleared up, doesn't it? Because you are then going out and making sure people's premises, homes, businesses get back into working order.
That's right. Yes, at Richford's Fire and Flood, we're in the business of helping people recover from these types of incidents. So really the weather event is only day one for us. And we spend the next days and weeks clearing out the mud and silt contamination that's come into people's properties, carrying out sanitisation work so that it is safe for people to return to their homes, and then bringing in state-of-the-art drying equipment to try and get buildings back to a state of their normal moisture level. You know, there's always moisture in buildings, but this unnatural level of water obviously creates us a lot of problems. And if we don't get that drying equipment in quickly enough, then we can have issues with degradation of materials, even mould growth. So that drying effort is really quite important.